producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is a Kydex brand that is, one, it is nearly indestructible. But just because it's not totally indestructible, it comes with a lifetime warranty. That's item number one. Item number two, they are unlike any of the Kydex company out there. There are people that make holsters something like theirs, but none that are like theirs, which is the reason more tactical operators are moving to G-Code than any other brand of holster. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Here's a question. Whenever there's a mass shooting, there's always one side that's going to come out and say, we need more gun control, and there's always one side that's going to come out and say, no, we don't. We have non-governmental agencies on both sides as well. You notice that nobody ever bemoans the fact that the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, the Violence Policy Center, the Brady Bunch, or any, you know, the Americans for Responsible Solutions, who they've gone quiet, but I'm not fully aware that they're going downhill. And of course, the entire Bloomberg machine. Nobody's out there saying they have such a gigantic hold on the American public and Congress that they need to be investigated. Like they do the NRA, but that's all beside the point. Have you ever noticed that there's, you know, on the side of the gun rights side, you have this quintessential Americana belief that it is our right, and in some cases our duty, to own a gun for self-protection. And this is unique. This is unique in the world. We're a republic, but even those that get out there and practice what they call democracy, and they're industrialized, we uniquely, a vast portion of us believe uniquely in relying on the state as little as possible, which means we have to rely on ourselves. The right carries on that tradition to a certain degree, right? And I'm not talking about the political right or the political left, okay? I'm talking about the voters. I'm talking about the people of the United States. The right carries on in the tradition of not relying, whereas the left completely relies on the state as much as possible, including, just to name a few areas, education, health care, and personal protection. A second reason for the left-right divide is that the left is uncomfortable with blaming people for bad actions. We have no problem blaming the bad people for their bad actions. If there's a bad person out there, they will try to shoehorn them, the left will, they will try to shoehorn them into a demographic where they can either blame racism or poverty for violent crimes committed by poor blacks and Hispanics, and conservatives will simply blame the criminals. During the Cold War, the left regarded the nuclear weapon arsenal that we built up as a evil. It was evil, and it was the enemy. Whereas we saw our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent against the enemy of the other side with their nuclear arsenal. it was the actual weapon itself that troubled the left, not the values of those in possession of the arms. And I hate to tell you this, with anything, with any object, okay, from a nuclear ICBM down to a hand spade in a garden, it comes down to the value of the person that's behind it, not to what it is. The third reason for the left-right divide on guns is that the two sides ask different questions when formulating a social policy. The right tends to ask, does it do good? The left is more likely to ask, does it feel good? All you have to do is look at the minimum wage to figure this one out. In 1987, the New York Times editorialized against any minimum wage. The title of the editorial said it all. The right minimum wage is $0.00. They wrote at the time, there's a virtual consensus among economists that the minimum wage is an idea whose time has passed. Raising the minimum wage by a substantial amount would price poor working people out of the job market. In 1987, when they wrote this editorial, they were asking, does it do good? 27 years later, they had changed their mind. They called for a major increase in the minimum wage because it feels good. Now, did the laws of economics change? No, they're constant. They're a constant factor there. What changed was the question that the Times asked. As they slid further and further to the left, the editorial page was now preoccupied not with what does good, but what feels good. And it feels good to raise poor people's minimum wage. So too, on gun control. Immediately after the killings in Oregon, President Obama expressed great anger over the unwillingness of Congress to pass more gun laws. He didn't mention which failure led to this shooting, though. He didn't mention which gun law that he wanted passed would have stopped this shooting. Short of, you know, he didn't get out there and say he likes the Australian method, which is a confiscation of guns. And guess what? No presidential library for you, sir, because you plunge us into civil war, at least if I have anything to say about it. It feels good to declare a place a gun-free zone, doesn't it? It doesn't do any good. It does the opposite. Those signs are an advertisement to the would-be shooter that no one will be there to shoot at them. On gun violence, the left does not ask what does good. It asks what feels good. It feels good to call for more gun laws. It gives them a chance to feel good about themselves. It makes the right look bad. It increases government control over the citizenry. This is the liberal trifecta. Are background checks a good idea? On, you know, on paper, it sounds perfectly reasonable. But if they haven't prevented any of the recent mass shootings, what good are they? So then, short of universal confiscation, which is both practically and constitutionally impossible, what will do good? How about allowing people to fight for themselves? How about giving people an option? Not everybody's going to exercise that, but it doesn't take that many to make it work. Ask Nick Milley. Why aren't liberals as passionate about policies that ensured millions more men father their children as they are about gun laws? Because they're too busy working to keep single mothers dependent on the state. And emphasizing a lack of fathers means human behavior is more to blame than guns. So when they get out there and say the GOP has no alternative, we have an alternative, thank you. It's just not the alternative you guys like. Sample my fourth point of contact. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3 A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is a holster I wear every day. If I have to go inside the waistband, I can use the Travis Haley-influenced Incog, which is now, I think, in its third iteration. I use the original one because it just simply works. It's simply still indestructible. Still hits me where it needs to hit me. check out their entire line at tacticalholsters.com. But those of you that have been hearing the Fortress Survival Supply ad about the 3A vest while we were on break, for the people that are watching in the video on Google Plus and on and the website in the chat room, I can put the Fortress Survival Supply Level 3A protective vest on in less than 10 seconds. I can take it on and off in less than 20. This is one of the reasons that I am very excited about this vest. No, it is not one of these things that will stop a 308. It will not stop a 308. But, you know, when you get into certain things, you start to get into this diminishing returns kind of thing. Being shot with a rifle plate by a handgun round still going to put you on your back. And it would be very helpful, of course, if they hit you in the plate. That's the other thing. A lot of people, I think people think that if you're wearing body armor, that for some reason that's like a magnet for the rounds. Not necessarily. So I wear the plate to protect my heart and my lungs and my internal organs. To protect what's between here and here. Front and back. I'm not interested in wearing anything that protects everything simply because I can't move in it. Okay? So, $250, that's a price you can't beat right there. Recently we had Pope Francis come into the United States. Quite a confusing dude that guy was. He's completely for climate change, completely against gay marriage. I don't know how the liberals are sitting there. How did they tally that one? Is that a win? Draw? What was it? I don't know. Barack Obama got to watch Pope Francis with his rock star. And Pope Francis has he has a lot of world appeal, global appeal, okay? Barack Obama's not nearly as popular. The other day he was at the UN chairing something where he said, "We do not need to look at Islam as the only extremists out there." And David Cameron corrected him and said, "No, they're not, but they're the ones doing the most damage right now." That's not the way they would treat the Pope. So, the other day, when he got to go back to the Rose Garden, you know, the Rose Garden is his gun control presser location. So, he went back to the Rose Garden, and he got to get out there and slam the GOP and the NRA and gun owners in general and everything else. Because, you know, his chief of staff was the one that coined the phrase, don't let a crisis go to waste. Obama does him one better, though, and he blames all crises on the Republicans. So, and he doesn't like press conferences because people actually ask him questions. He doesn't like that very much. So, but when he can get out there and slam on guns, he's all in because he gets to be papal. If you were to watch this harangue that was going on during that time, you've got to, you know, there was a lot of people that thought he was a master of the oratory skill. And I watched it and I was like, where did it go? Obama likes him some gun control like he likes birth control or abortion, whichever you want to call him. You know, both of those hot button issues might concern the role of government. This administration's policies toward them are totally at odds. However, the freedom to own a gun is like a disease, a contagion. You might kill somebody. However, if you're a woman, apparently you can conceive another human being, but because it's your body, you can decide what to do with that human being as long as it's attached to your body. Now, what happens? Have you ever, you know, there's some people... Some people want to, and I don't know what you call this, but I mean, I'm sure there's lots of people that want to amputate things off of them. And whenever somebody comes up to a doctor and says, "Listen, I want to amputate this perfectly good working leg from the knee down, and I want one of those bionic blade things attached to me," they pat him on the shoulder and say, "I understand completely." And then they study this guy for a while. However, if you're a woman, according to this president, if you're a woman, you can get out there, conceive a life, and decide whole, you know, wholesale how to get rid of this life. And the liberals are out there saying that guns kill, but abortions don't. Because, you see, a fetus is not a human. Now, Obama, who's out there, getting out there and making out like the like Planned Parenthood is the one of the pillars of our society, he seems unaware of this contradiction. Now, what he does recognize is that both of these topics energize important segments of his party's base. And that excites them more than, say, what's going on in Syria or the debt ceiling or anything like that. So he likes to milk these social issues for all they're politically worth. And this helps him to put the squeeze on the Republicans as the culprit. They're the blame. The reason we don't have universal background checks today is because of the democratically held Senate in 2013, President Barack Obama. This October 2nd press conference was tediously long. The president was meandering through his answers and looking for suitable words, lots of uhs and pauses, and he does something they call the pregnant pause, where he will get out there and say, "I don't understand why people shoot people." And then he pauses and looks around some more, looks around some more. Oh my gosh, what a dramatic flair that one is. He modulates his quality and his tone to try to disarm his listeners. He tries to sound somewhat self-deprecating. But he always looks holier than thou to me. He has this habit of tilting his chin up, and it looks like he's looking down his nose at you. Have you ever noticed that? I think that's a tell. And he's always trying to sound weary of this happening. And the reason this continues on, he says, is because Republicans refuse to stop it. And there was a part of America that looked at this and said they were moved. This president really cares. He wants to stop all this carnage. No, he doesn't. He doesn't want to stop any carnage. He wants the carnage to continue till he can take every gun. And then when the carnage continues after he takes every gun, big deal. So what? You stupid little person. You dupe. You beautiful low-info voter. You fell for all of it. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it's their original lineup, which was just the holsters and the magazine carriers and all of the modular knickknacks that go with it, to the DC-3 line where they began to expand and make components, actual components that fit on various places, which was collaborated with Travis Haley. Then the Scorpion line, which is reimagination of Kydex, where it was more than one piece. And I know, well, Bill, you know that, no, not like this. This is adjustable, tension adjustable Kydex, not in the traditional way with a screw, but with a shock cord. And then, of course, the Contact series, which is, I think, the most innovative setup I've ever seen in my life. G-Code is the innovator. They're the ones leading. They're not looking at anybody saying, wow, we could do that. They're saying, well, let's go do this. And they go out and do something nobody else is doing, and then everybody looks at them and copies them. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. What we're enjoying now has been going on for quite some time. And it began a long time ago in a lot of different ways. Now, as far as the mental health system that we have in place today, this started back in the 50s. You know, back in the 50s, British psychiatrist R.D. Lang came up with this zany theory that schizophrenics were not only as smart as their doctors, they were actually more in touch with their inner reality of existence. They knew more about what was going on than their doctors do. Then we got a book by a guy named Ken Casey called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, based on Lang's teachings. That was a bestseller. Then the film that followed was a huge hit, popularizing even wider the hidden agenda radicals had pursued from Lang's theories that the mentally ill have been mistreated, and worse, their human rights have been violated by keeping them confined in institutions. By the early 1970s, the deinstitutionalization idea was in full swing. That was freeing the mentally ill. Get them out, get them on the street. By the late 1970s and the early 1980s, Americans were stunned to find that their communities were inundated with vagrants, labeled the homeless by the media. The public was told the phenomenon was caused by the economic policies of Ronald Reagan. And the cities were left to fix this problem. Now, officials found out that they could not, much to their chagrin, they found out they could not arrest the street people who panhandled and accosted pedestrians. The loitering and vagrancy statutes had been stricken from the books by the efforts of the sympathetic left-wing attorneys. In the mid-1990s, a UNC Chapel Hill student, law student, Wendell Williamson, went on a shooting spree, killing two. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity and confined to a mental facility. He then sued his psychiatrist and won, making national headlines. He claimed he was misdiagnosed. The decision was later overturned by the North Carolina Court of Appeals. Now, his crime seems paltry today by today's standard compared to the large number of deaths caused by the mass murderer today. But thus far, he's the only one who actually has written a book about his life as a schizophrenic, which is an eerie, surreal look inside the mind of a schizophrenic. And you get to, you know, you get illustrated what he dealt with, the conspiracy theory inner voices in his head, the calls to action to right the wrongs. The same thing, the same attributes you can find in nearly all of the mass killers today. And it is only within the last year or so. I mean, I've been talking about it for quite some time. I've had collaborators come with me and talk about it. Linda Lagerman's been on here with me many times talking about the whole mental illness shooting thing. Only so far recently has it begun to be adopted by everybody else. So, what we have today, you know, I was around the 50s, and when I was in the 60s, golly, I wasn't really paying attention. I'm in my 50s, so that means I was a child in the 60s. Is there anybody out there that was listening to things and watching things in the 60s, and maybe even in the 50s? Did we have homeless issues back in this time? Did we have as many vagrants in the streets? I know that, you know, at various times we would have this happen. I know we, you know, during the Depression, lots of things happened here and there that caused some of this stuff. But, I mean, how bad was it? How bad was it then as compared to today? When I arrived in Europe, an interesting thing about Europe when I got to Germany in particular, West Germany, we were told that there was no such thing as homelessness in West Germany, that the West German government had a process by which everybody was taken care of. However, if you went out and looked, I mean, you didn't even have to go look, and you could, like, go downtown, you would find homeless people. And that was a big eye-opener for me, because I was trying to figure out how there could be, you know, I was in my 20s then, and I was just like, this is odd. I mean, I get it now. Probably those people that were homeless, despite the fact of the West German government being there to take care of them if they needed it, probably had to do with some sort of form of mental illness. All of you low-info voters out there, you have been handily duped into believing a bunch of really bad theories that have been put into play. And you should beware the theories. The theories are, they're boundless. They are boundless. Climate change, that's a good example of a theory. There's a theory that we can do enough plastic bottles and use enough aerosol cans to affect the earth. And every time we think we see an example of, what do they call it, anthropogenic warming, every time we see an example of that, Mother Nature writes the course, doesn't she? Mother Nature flexes her muscle. We saw it with Deepwater Horizon. I know there's some people out there saying, Bill, there's a 13-mile-wide plume of oil deep under the sea. Well, where is it exactly? I need to see video of it. I just don't want to hear. You know, we get to hear all the time about how the polar ice is melting, and then somebody actually takes pictures of the polar ice, and it's not only not melting, but it's bigger. I can hear all kinds of things. I might need proof before I'm willing to give up my way of life. Excuse me. Now, this theory, you know, we can get out there and have one of the worst winters ever, and then they'll get out there, and because it's all a theory and they can make up the rules as they go, they can say, well, this is part of global warming. And there's people that believe this hook, line, and sinker. They believe that we've done this and that something needs to be done, and all of a sudden, well, look, nothing can be done. One day the sun is going to swell up, it's going to become a red giant, and then we're all going to be incinerated anyway. Not going to happen next week. But it is coming, and there's nothing we can do to stop that. Nothing we can do to stop that. That's millions of years in the future. By then, of course, hopefully the Federation will come about, and we will have discovered warp speed, and the Vulcans will land, and everything will be good. We won't need wallets anymore, or guns! And even though we will have guns anyway, we'll still have phasers. It'll be pretty cool. You won't have to book any more flights anymore either. You can be beamed from point A to point B. It's going to be great. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. I built something one day that I called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag. I thought it was prudent, and it was, and the problem was that I took too many people's advice on what to put in the bag. It wasn't nearly streamlined enough, and it was way too big, and it was way too ungainly. Then G-Code came out with the Contact Series. And I have the Traveler's Bag. The G-Code Traveler's Bag takes a very good chest rig and folds it into a really nice small package with room enough to put another sidearm and holster in this sack once you've got everything else filled out inside the chest rig. So I already have my Dark Angel kit in there. I have 3 magazines on the rig and I have 2 more in the bottom pouch. And it's all deployable in the blink of an eye, if it comes down to it. And I threw away my eyes. Well, I didn't throw it away. Everything's actually in there in the closet. But you get my drift. Anyway, check out the Traveler's Bag by going to tacticalholsters.com. It's in the Contact Series tab. Now, I'm not going to go through all of the minutia regarding President Barack Obama and the Australian solution that he so admires. Instead, I'm going to examine the Australian solution. And then I'm going to examine how that plays here. Okay? Okay. Now, some questions need to be asked about the Australian solution. First, did the post-Port Arthur laws lead to a clear reduction in gun violence? And 2, what would an American version of the Australian solution look like? Now, gun control activists will claim that the Australian model directly resulted in a pronounced fall in the gun suicide rate and the gun homicide rate. Those claims are disputable. In Australia, gun crime was already going down, like it, you know, was here. The fact that it continued to go down. You know, they tried to do the same thing with the assault weapon ban. But see, the problem with the assault weapon ban was that the assault weapon ban had a sunset provision in it. So when it died and crime did not explode here in the United States, that whole idea that it was the guns, stupid, causing all of the crime, that went up in flames. That went up in flames. In August, from a website called Vox, German Lopez. That's a name I can't make up. He wrote a piece that included a chart attempting to show a casual relationship between the Australian gun confiscation regime and a reduction in the Australian suicide rate. He wrote, when countries reduced access to guns, they saw a drop in the number of firearm suicides. Now, the chart, his chart, does show a steady decline in gun-related suicide. The reduction occurred at the same time as the overall reduction in the Australian suicide rate. Like we have here in the United States today, we've seen a 5% reduction in suicides with guns, but a 27% increase in suicide overall. So guns are becoming less and less attractive to be a suicide method. Then if you look at other developed countries, other industrialized countries like Japan and South Korea, is anybody more developed than Japan and South Korea? They have the highest suicide rates in the world and huge, huge restrictions on guns. The unfortunate fact is that people who are so sad about their lives that want to kill themselves will find a way to do so, guns or no guns. Now, did the Australian solution reduce at least gun-related homicide? That's also disputed. University of Melbourne researchers Wang Sheng Li and Sandy Swarty concluded their 2008 report on the matter with a statement, "There's little evidence to suggest that the Australian mandatory gun buyback program had any significant effects on firearm homicide." You know why? Because even Australian criminals look at the law and say, well, they're not out there going, we've got to turn them all in. They're not doing that. They're just saying, aha. That's what they're saying. A 2007 report, Gun Laws and Sudden Death, Did the Australian Firearms Legislation of 1996 Make a Difference? By Janine Baker and Samara McFedrin, similarly concluded that the buyback program did not have a significant long-term effect on the Australian homicide rate. Bummer. Didn't work out the way they thought it would. Now, here in the United States for the last 20 years, we've been enjoying a decline in murder. In 2014, it continued to go down. I think it went down, 15%? So it's going down on its own. And guess what? The Second Amendment still remains more intact than any of the other original Bill of Rights, except for the Third, which nobody seems to want to run afoul of that at all. There's, I never have any soldiers wanting to come and spend the night in my house. How would the Australian solution, if the president really decided to step up, if he decided to out Hillary before she gets coronated as our next queen, how would that work? Over at the Federalist, Bharat Mehta set down the facts in June. Gun confiscation is not happening in the United States anytime soon. But he supposed, what if it did? The Australian program netted at the low end 650,000 guns and at the high end 1 million. That was approximately a fifth to a third of the Australian firearms. Here in the United States, there's more guns than there are people. So at a third, you're looking at over 100 million guns they're going to try to confiscate. To achieve in America what they managed to do in Australia, they then have to disarm, lots of people. And an American mandatory gun confiscation program, in addition to being unconstitutional, would be extraordinarily coercive and perhaps even violent. Let's throw away the perhaps and let's say it would get violent. There are plenty of people that would give theirs up. There are just as many people that would say, I am not subscribing to this. I will die on my feet before this happens. And there's no way around, this. Mandatory confiscation of the American citizenry's guns would involve tens of thousands of heavily armed federal agents going door to door to demand of millions of Americans that they surrender their guns. And that is not going to happen. Those guys would, they might pull it off in one place, and in the next place it's going to be Lexington and Concord all over again. They'll be in one concentrated area. They're going to turn around and look behind them, and oh no. Guess what then? It will make the Bundy Ranch standoff look like, I don't know, VidCon. Now, I don't have a problem with the gun controllers not liking guns. I really don't. I don't understand it. I do have a problem with them wanting to be in charge of everything, of course. But the fact that there's some of them that are just genuinely afraid of guns and they'll go out and drive a car, well, that does make me scratch my bald head. However, let's not be opaque about this, okay? When the president proposes the Australian method, he's calling for gun confiscation. That's what he's yearning for, pining for. Anybody that believes that that could happen, that all of America would be compliant on that, this happens and, you know, please wake up. Please wake up. I know there's some people that just like to be afraid of everything. Don't be afraid of everything. Being afraid of it does not appease it. And in fact, not being afraid of it is probably what you need, where you need to start to beat it back. Tomorrow we'll be joined by, I think, Sean Maloney. I think he'll still be in town. He's getting ready to go hunt elk, but we'll see. Somebody will be joining us from somewhere, no doubt about it, second hour. Between now and then, when we get back together in 22 hours, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.